This is the 1998 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Higher Tiers Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Subtract 16.4 from 17.8. Subtract 16.4 from 17.8. Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 63 divided by 9? What is 63 divided by 9? Question 2. How many milliliters are there in a liter? How many milliliters are there in a liter? Question 3. A quarter of a number is 1.25. What is the number? A quarter of a number is 1.25. What is the number? Question 4. I throw 2 dice. The probability that I get a total of 8 is 5/36. What is the probability that I do not get a total of 8? I throw 2 dice. The probability that I get a total of 8 is 5/36. What is the probability that I do not get a total of 8? For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 5. I spend £2.20. How much change will I get from £5? I spend £2.20. How much change will I get from £5? Question 6. Look at the measurements on your answer sheet. Which one is about the same length as 1 meter? Circle your answer. look at the measurements on your answer sheet. Which one is about the same length as 1 meter? Circle your answer. Question 7. Pencils cost 37 pence each. How many pencils can you buy with £3.70? Pencils cost 37 pence each. How many pencils can you buy with £3.70? Question 8. Two angles fit together to make a straight line. One angle is 86 degrees. How many degrees is the other angle? Two angles fit together to make a straight line. One angle is 86 degrees. How many degrees is the other angle? Question 9. 35% of a number is 42. What is 70% of the number? 35% of a number is 42. What is 70% of the number? Question 10. Look at the cuboid on your answer sheet. What is the volume of this cuboid? Look at the cuboid on your answer sheet. What is the volume of this cuboid? Question 11. 4 out of 50 pupils were absent from school. What percentage of pupils were absent? 4 out of 50 pupils were absent from school. What percentage of pupils were absent? Question 12. What is 5.1 multiplied by 1,000? What is 5.1 multiplied by 1,000? Question 13. Imagine a regular square-based pyramid. Imagine another identical pyramid. Stick their square faces together. How many faces does your new shape have? Imagine a regular square-based pyramid. Imagine another identical pyramid. Stick their square faces together. How many faces does your new shape have? Question 14. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write down the answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write down the answer. Question 15. Rearrange the equation on your answer sheet to make B the subject of the equation. Rearrange the equation on your answer sheet to make B the subject of the equation. Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. Write in figures the number that is one less than 7.5 million. Write in figures the number that is one less than 7.5 million. Question 17. Imagine two trees. Now imagine walking so that you're always an equal distance from each tree. Describe the shape of the path that you walk. Imagine two trees. Now imagine walking so that you're always an equal distance from each tree. Describe the shape of the path that you walk. Question 18. The probability that a train will be late is 0.3. Of 50 trains, about how many would you expect to be late? The probability that a train will be late is 0.3. Of 50 trains, about how many would you expect to be late? For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 19. Look at the dots on your answer sheet. Four of the dots are at the corners of a square. Join the four dots to make a square. Look at the dots on your answer sheet. Four of the dots are at the corners of a square. Join the four dots to make a square. Question 20. The pie chart on your answer sheet shows how 200 pupils travel to school. Roughly how many of these pupils cycle to school? The pie chart on your answer sheet shows how 200 pupils travel to school. Roughly how many of these pupils cycle to school? Question 21. What is 128 multiplied by 5? What is 128 multiplied by 5? Question 22. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 468 divided by 15. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 468 divided by 15. Question 23. Estimate the value of 502 divided by 49. Estimate the value of 502 divided by 49. Question 24. Carpet tiles are 50 centimetres by 50 centimetres. How many do you need to cover 1 square metre? Carpet tiles are 50 centimetres by 50 centimetres. How many do you need to cover 1 square metre? Question 25. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If C equals 8, what is D? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If C equals 8, what is D? Question 26. A square has an area of T squared. What is the perimeter of the square? A square has an area of T squared. What is the perimeter of the square? Question 27. X equals 2 and Y equals 3. Work out the value of X to the power Y plus Y to the power X. X equals 2 and Y equals 3. Work out the value of X to the power Y plus Y to the power X. Question 28. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Question 29. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. Write an expression in terms of t for m plus 5. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. Write an expression in terms of t for m plus 5. Question 30. On your answer sheet are two numbers. Write the number which is halfway between them. On your answer sheet are two numbers. Write the number which is halfway between them. Put your pens down. The test is finished.